As a child abuse survivor, do you feel guilty for being good to yourself? That is, doing something that makes you happy, brings you joy, or gives you contentment? Did you know you were probably conditioned to be this way by your upbringing? I was raised in a toxic, dysfunctional family where children were not allowed to express themselves or ever question their parents' authority. Hi, this is Kurt B. Ellis, an author who self-publishes with Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing. Stay tuned and let me share more about my experiences with feeling guilty over self-love. Let me explain why growing up in a toxic, dysfunctional family was the perfect setup for child and sexual abuse. We children were expected to blindly obey and conform to our parents' wishes regardless of whether we agreed with them. Any verbal or nonverbal resistance was quickly dealt with by harsh corporal punishment. Our parents were workaholics and expected no less from their children. If we spent time being unproductive, just being a playful child, we were accused of being slothful and lazy. We also felt guilty if we did nothing to make them look good to their broader families, church, or community. We were taught that we had to earn their love. This further translated into a power dynamic where the younger children were expected to obey the older children. Beginning at 6, I was sexually abused and groomed by my sadistic brother, who later forced me to become a child sex worker for a local satanic cult of which he was a member. My abuse lasted for 11 years. He convinced me that I was trash and was the cause of my abuse. My brother also led me to believe I was unworthy of being loved, even God's love. My self-esteem and self-worth were shattered for many years, and for about half of my life, I was never comfortable doing anything good for myself. I always put my needs last or would make excuses or talk myself out of doing something good for me. This, however, did change after much-needed EMDR therapy, where I finally learned to love myself and feel good about doing something positive for me. For example, I did not take my first vacation until my early 50s. Initially awkward, I persevered and learned to lift myself and enjoy life. And now, years later, I enjoy all types of vacations among the other good bounties of life. You can also learn to love yourself without guilt, with support and therapy. Loving yourself without guilt is one of the key things I've written about in my award-winning novel. My award-winning novel's title is Boy in the Barn, Journey of Triumph of Horrific Child Abuse, Sexual Abuse, and PTSD. It's an inspiring LGBTQIA coming-of-age story about hope, courage, and the resilience of the human spirit. My novel is for sale on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, and audiobook form. The audiobook is also distributed on Audible and iTunes. Thank you for your time today. Also, click on the links below and see my published books. Like my video? Hit the subscribe button and give me a thumbs up. And don't forget that your feedback is always greatly valued and much appreciated. I enjoy hearing from you, so please leave your comments below and I will respond as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day.